Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I've got some things. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk about the economy. And you know, folks, for more than 17 years, ever since I've been doing this show, since 1997, every weekday, I've reported every month on surveys by excellent researchers who've revealed how small business owners regard the current economic conditions. Arguably, the best example is the gold standard for such research, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. You know Bill. He was just on the show last week. He'll be on again a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be on again in a couple of weeks with his NFIB index or small business optimism. He's been doing that for 42 years, my friend. It's a scientific monthly report where he polls small business owners. Like he winds up getting 1,500 responses, which is a darn good sample. And he's got a 42-year track record. And we've been doing that survey for a long time, every single month with Bill. Also, and a number of others, number of quarterly reports that we've done. We've done the Tatum survey over the years, and all those very scientific surveys. But also for the past several years, my own organization has conducted a weekly online poll of our audience on various topics, including a quarterly question about economic conditions. So I feel justified. I feel qualified in commenting on the economy, on the small business, the state of the small business economy. Since 1973, 10 elements of that seasonally adjusted NFIB index I mentioned, Bill Dunkelberg's index, 10 elements of that index have combined to establish a baseline of 100 points at and above which indicates overall optimism by small business owners. So the closer we get to 100 and when we're there, when we're above it in terms of their responses, that tells us that the small business owners are pretty optimistic. But when concern, caution, fear, and maybe even pessimism are more in evidence, the number falls, sometimes below 100. And indeed, since 2008, the NFIB index has been stuck below 100 points, below the baseline, including several months of record index lows, and which corresponded, by the way, with the moribund national GDP during that period. I'm not even talking about during the recession. I'm talking about 80% of this period was not in a recession, and yet we've been below 100 all that time, 6 years, it's almost 7 years. So let's look at I want to talk about five current economic indicators that I think we need to understand. Number one, the last month, the March NFIB index fell to 95.2. Remember, 100 is baseline for optimism. 95.2. But there was something worse in that index that Bill Dunkelberg told you on this show that he'd never seen in 42 years. All 10 index elements went negative. Never happened before. How about that? Not good. Number two, in our most recent online poll, 3/4 of you reported that business was either just good, not great, flat, or at recession levels. 3/4, while only 1/4, barely a fourth, allowed that business was very good. 3 out of 4, not very good. That's our poll. Number three, the week before the last one that I just mentioned, our question was about current business challenges. 2/3 of you reported your greatest impediment to success was either the economy or the government, specifically governmental dysfunction, taxes, and regulations. Those are the things that 2/3 of you said were holding you back. Number four, this week, this last week, Q1 2015 gross domestic product came in at 0.2%. Folks, that's almost negative. That's not good. Meanwhile, in the same quarter, the Dow and the NASDAQ reached new record highs. Folks, it must be noted that the coincidence of no economic growth, what I just said, 0.2%, and record stock performance by the Dow and the NASDAQ is essentially a replay of the same quarter last year, when both occurrences being at once bizarre and likely unprecedented. When has that ever happened before, where quarter over quarter, 2 years in a row, the stock market reached record levels while the economy was almost at recession levels? My friends, I've been asking you this for a long time. I want somebody in Washington and Wall Street to answer this question. What's wrong with this economic picture? Small businesses are the U.S. economy's canary in the mineshaft. Their experiences are the early economic warning signs, and currently those signs are not positive. And this from the group, the sector of the economy that produces over half of the economy and over half of the paychecks. And so we're like that canary in the mineshaft, but not unlike a bird in a cage. We're planted in the ground on Main Street, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The United States in general, and the middle class in particular, need a thriving Main Street economy, which we haven't had for almost a decade, primarily for two reasons: anti-business policies and rhetoric coming out of Washington, and most of it coming out of the Obama administration. I have to be honest about this. Fair reporting. Number two, major corporations in Wall Street driving their share prices by financial manipulation rather than investing in the marketplace to drive profits and then therefore drive share price. So here's my words to Wall Street and to Washington. Wall Street, come back to Main Street. Come back and do business with us on Main Street. Stop manipulating your money on Wall Street to suit your purposes. Come back to Main Street and practice capitalism with the rest of us. Washington, you can't keep getting a golden egg from a dead goose. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.